Broadcasting live from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for FinTech South 2018. Brought to you by PPRO, taking the complexity out of payments. Now, here are your hosts.
And we are back from FinTech South 2018, broadcasting live from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I think we can genuinely characterize this interview as a headliner. What do you think, Lee?
Absolutely.
All right. Please join me in welcoming back to the Business Radio X microphone CEO and founder with True Rating, Georgina Nelson. How have you been?
I've been very well. Thank you for having me back.
Well, Georgina, can you share a little bit about True Rating? How are you serving folks?
So basically, we collect customer insight from consumers when they pay. So if you're in a store, for example, and you go up to pay for your goods, you just get asked one single question on an aspect of your experience. So that could be, please rate the service from 0 to 9, or it could be, please rate the product range from 0 to 9. Just takes 1 second. And the same online after you've bought something online, just one single question. And the beauty of that solution is we get 88% of consumers feeding back to businesses, whereas usually businesses hear from less than 1%.
Right.
And because we can tie in with that payment transaction, we can also see how much the customer spent, what their journey was, and be able to provide that back to the merchant in beautiful real-time analytics.
And then at FinTech South this year, you're speaking on a panel?
That's right. Yeah.
So what's the topic of?
In an hour or so. Just around how customer experience is changing at the point of sale, at the point of payment, and what businesses can really do to leverage that in that customer experience. So whether that's around loyalty or customer feedback solutions like mine, I think it's going to be a great lively debate. There's a huge amount of innovation in the area. And there's some of the leaders from Atlanta coming to talk about what they're doing in this space.
Now, from a customer experience standpoint, how much attention do companies spend in that area? I find a lot of companies focus on acquiring customers, but not necessarily serving existing ones.
Yeah, well, I think it's, two sides of the same coin, really. Businesses need to know what they need to do to acquire customers and to get customers to come back and to provide that great experience while the customers are in your store. I think customer experience is the most important thing for any business. Once you know what makes your customers happy, then you know that they're going to come back and you know they're going to spend more. But yet today, businesses hear from an unrepresentative sample. It's often data and insight they can't trust. And so I really wanted to give consumers a way for feeding back to businesses, which was far quicker, simpler, and more trustworthy.
Now, is the audience receptive to this kind of messaging?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. Businesses obviously are desperate for this kind of insight, and consumers, they do want to feedback. They want businesses to listen, they want businesses to get better, but they might not want to have a lengthy conversation about it, or they might not want to go on and leave a long review on the likes of Yelp or TripAdvisor.
Right, or a handful of people will be loud on one of these things, and then they'll have kind of too much influence, and that might not be representative.
That's so true. It's the ranty ravers who really skew the silent majority, the views of the silent majority.
Now, do you have data that backs that up? That there might be a handful of people that are, what do you call them? Ranty ravers.
The ranty ravers.
But so those people are those. When you find those people, are they typical of the whole, or are they outliers usually?
Yeah, there's a professor at Harvard came up with what he coined the 99.1% rule to user generated content, and that includes all review online review platforms. And that's basically 90% of us are the lurkers. So that's people like me who go on and we read reviews, but we never contribute.
Right.
Then you have the 9% who are those who only contribute when they're really angry or ecstatic about something. And so that often leads to that real nature of 1-star or 5-star. And from a consumer or a business, you don't really know which way to go. And then you have 1% who are named the editors. And this 1%, they provide 99% of the content. And yes, it is a sample of people who have more time on their hands, than possibly the rest of us, you know, to maintain that review. And they, you know, they like often like things a certain way, etc. And I did think, if I met that 1% in a pub, and, you know, would I listen to them and their recommendations? It would probably be very different to what I was looking for. So I wanted to build a solution which meant everybody could have a voice.
And that it's, and it's kind of more representative of the whole rather than just kind of the...
Yeah, exactly.
Because this is what I find. I'll be on a website, and if one person says something like, I hated this thing, then they have a lot of influence. All of a sudden in my mind, I'm like, I don't know. Like all of a sudden I'm doubting the dozens of people that are, were all positive, but I'm believing this one person that's so passionately negative. In my mind, they're holding a lot of...
huge amount of power, and you don't even know whether they're a validated
customer. I know, they
customer.
Could be a competitor.
Yeah.
Like, it may not even be a person who used the thing.
A disgruntled ex-employee.
Right.
Yeah, it happens all the time. And, you know, you see businesses brought to their knees from, you know, fraudulent reviews. In the UK, where I'm from, we've just had the top London restaurant on TripAdvisor was a garden shed. And a journalist just wanted to prove
how
corrupt it was.
Oh, so it was just a whole pretend thing?
Yeah.
Just to get a lot of reviews? And
yes. He asked all his friends to review it. And he basically created he created dishes with Gillette shaving foam, bleach.
So there was photos?
Yeah.
There was a whole fraudulent thing.
Yeah. And it became the number one restaurant in London. And so, you know, I just think that just shows it's time for a new feedback system.
Some truth
from the
and
masses.
Feedback.
True ratings.
There you go. So if somebody wanted to learn more, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Well, yeah, come to our website. Drop us a line, drop us an email. We're here in Atlanta. We've got our offices in Old Fourth Ward. And we're very much up for speaking to all those Atlanta payment companies, some of who are fantastic partners already, and those merchants who want to hear from their customers. Come and find us.
And that is it trurating.com?
Yeah.
T-R-U.
T-R-U-R-A-T-I-N-G.
And then what time are you speaking today?
10:20.
10:20, find you somewhere in the...
Yeah, one of the breakout sessions. So, come and find me and weep me from the back row, please.
And then what do you need more of at this point? Do you need more merchants using your service? What can I do to help you?
Well, from my perspective, I want every single merchant, bricks and mortar, online, to be using our solution across the world. And I want that tomorrow. So,
all right.
it's
still early
plan.
In the day. So yeah, we'll get there.
Let's get busy.
All right. Well, Georgina Nelson with True Rating, thanks so much for coming to hang with us.
Thank you for having me, as always.
All right. We'll be back in a few from FinTech South 2018.
This interview has been brought to you by Business Radio X and PPRO. PPRO takes the complexity out of payments. For more information, go to ppro.com.